I'm cruising the remote Kimberley region of Northwest Australia on Coral Discoverer, and right now I'm chatting with the master of this small expedition ship, Captain Nathan Clark. Now, Captain Nathan, your office is surrounded by glass. It's an amazing spot because you've got some of the best views in the Kimberley.
Certainly do. Very, very spoiled. Being at the front of the ship, you get to see all up there, and the elevation gives you the perfect view of 180 degrees and amazing views that we get on a daily basis.
Could you describe maybe some of the highlights along the way in the Kimberley?
It's a very long list. I think probably one of the most striking features is the shoreline itself, and you get the towering rocks through the river systems, and then you get the open expanse and the deep blue waters as you're cruising down past the likes of Montgomery Reef. Very difficult to pick one though.
Yes, it's amazing scenery and this wonderful tantalizing turquoise waters.
Yep.
And yet you can't go into the water. I mean, everybody thought we'd be able to swim.
No, swimming here is definitely in very limited spots, nice and high away from the waterline and the resident crocodiles.
Floating handbags.
Yes, there are a lot of them around too.
But I mean, there are many opportunities to do so much else on board.
There is. We try and aim to provide a number of options for the passengers, depending on their interest levels and how active they do or don't want to be.
And the beauty of it is that there's really no traffic or other people around.
No, very, very limited. I think through the duration of our trip from Darwin to Broome, or from Broome back up to Darwin again, we'll come across maybe half a dozen other vessels. We have the great flexibility that if we go to one location and it's not suiting what we want to achieve for that day, then we have a lot of options where we can trade those in for others.
This morning we went to Montgomery Reef because it's one of the world's largest reefs, isn't it?
It is. It's somewhere in the vicinity of 340 square kilometres in overall size. Over the years there have been great efforts put in to protect it because it is such a natural wonder, and as you saw this morning.
Stunning, absolutely stunning, with those rivulets of water coming down.
And it's very difficult to explain to people visually what to expect when you arrive at the reef and there is nothing, and then within hours it's metres and metres above the sea level.
Could you, in a simple way, explain to me the rise and fall of the tides, which are huge, aren't they, here?
They are. Everyone's probably fairly familiar with the gravitational influences of the sun and the moon, and there are a lot of sort of underwater considerations too, and a good example is the Great Barrier Reef acting as a big barricade there to reduce the influence here. But on this coastline here, you've got nothing. There's just the Indian Ocean and no barricades in the middle, so the ocean currents can really have their full effect on the local areas.
We haven't been to Horizontal Falls yet, but I gather there that if you get there at the right time, it's a sensational ride.
It is. You can have up to an 11-metre tidal change through that area there, which at the Horizontal Falls, there will be a physical height difference between the inner and the outer lagoon areas.
And the passengers will go in there on Zodiacs?
They will. We'll allow the Zodiacs into the water and take people through if they want to go through.
And that's the beauty of it. You can either stay on board and watch.
Yep.
Or you can go and take part in the activity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's no pressure to do either. It's whatever you fancy doing on the day. And if you want to go, then we'll take you.
Coral Expeditions, I mean, it's been going for quite a long time, hasn't it?
It has. We're in the 33-year mark now for the company as a whole. And we've been operating for the region 25 years in the Kimberley.
And started out in Queensland?
Yes, started out from Townsville. And it was originally as a snorkeling and dive trip on a day trip basis, and then progressively has developed and grown from there to where we're now international with a number of vessels covering pretty much all the corners, well, just about all the corners of Australia and moving further afield.
And you have actually got a new new vehicle. You've now got a new expedition ship coming on board.
We're certainly very exciting. We've got a brand new ship being built currently now. That's going to be called the Coral Adventurer. And we're sort of time-wise, we're looking for the first voyage around the 24th of April next year.
And that will be a larger ship.
It is larger than this one, so we're moving up to around the 90 metre. category there.
But it is an advantage being a smaller ship in many cases, isn't it? Because you can get further into Little Bay.
Absolutely. Even though the new vessel is larger than our existing fleet, it's still very much a small ship, which means we won't have any of the restrictions that the large ships have in terms of access and getting into some of these pristine areas.
And when you talk about a sort of an expedition ship as opposed to a cruise ship, okay, they can both be small, but what's the difference?
We believe it's we're taking the guests to the entertainment and to locations for the trip, as opposed to having most of the entertainment on board the vessel. So for us, it's about where we actually are going. As much as the journey to get there.
In the Kimberley, I mean, you're not going to any ports at all, are you?
No. Two ports, one at the beginning and one at the end, and everything in the middle is nature and the isolation of the Kimberley.
And you've got Zodiacs, but you've also got a special flat-bottom boat, an Explorer, as you call it.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
It's the lifeblood of the trip. That vessel allows us to get even further up the river systems and to make landings through the whole cruise itself. It also allows us to take all the passengers, irrespective of their mobility levels, to go as one group and to sort of to maintain that that closeness and that bond that the passengers create throughout the trip in general. And they venture off a couple times a day and go see what they can find.
I mean, what about dramas on board? I mean, there must be sometimes when maybe somebody gets sick. Do you have helicopter people out?
Every once in a while you will get a few medical scenarios pop up. We're very, very fortunate that we have the support of the Royal Flying Doctors, who make things so much easier. They're at the end of the telephone 24/7, and they'll fly planes, helicopters, whatever we need to get people to assistance. I guess the challenges we have out here is the isolation factor, but there are numerous spots throughout the coastline where we can access airfields and we can make it a little bit easier to try and get people to medical facilities when they need it.
And I guess in an expedition cruise, you know, occasionally there could be accidents, couldn't there?
Every once in a while. It tends to be more of a slip and a trip scenario. And touch wood, it tends to be a bit of bruising here and there and some scrapes and scratches.
With people who think they're fitter than they actually are.
I think we're all probably guilty of that one.
I agree with that. And you're a captain who's fairly young compared to the passengers on board. How do you find that sort of balance?
Oh, it's not a problem at all. Not a problem. There's always plenty to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about yourself. I mean, how did you get into cruising?
I didn't particularly want to work inside in an indoors job, and I didn't wake up any particular day and say, that's it, I want to go to sea. It just sort of developed and took its own course over the years.
Did you work your way up?
Yeah, come up through the ranks. So done pretty much all the jobs you can think of on board the ships, through different companies and boats and different size vessels, and here we are now on the Coral Discoverer.
What was your first job?
First job was a deckhand on a very, very small charter boat.
In Australia?
It's down in the Whitsundays, yep.
So you've always had a sort of a strong feeling for sort of the coastal routes.
Yes, absolutely. I think there's a lot more to offer than the transatlantic crossings, because you've always got things to see and places to stop in and do. And as fun as going offshore and sort of traversing the globe is, it can't beat the scenery like this.
It can't beat it, can it? How difficult is it to get staff to come on board knowing that they're going to be away from home for virtually a season? I mean, this cruise has been going from, what, April to the end of September?
Well, all the staff rotate in and out, so they're not here for that entire duration. Once the staff are established within the company, it doesn't take much for them to want to come over here, because they see the photographs and they hear how amazing it is. So there's definitely no lack of motivation for any of the crew to want to be working on this side of the coast.
And you do have guest lecturers on board.
Yep, every trip has the expedition team, and part of that team are the guest lecturers, and they will have fields of expertise in tune with the itinerary which the vessel is sailing on, and that helps us to bring in a different dynamic to the presentations and to the overall experience that the passengers receive, especially when the Explorer and the guests are out and about. To have the staff who can on the spot right there and then point out and elaborate on what people are actually looking at. And it just, it aids us to lift the appreciation.
And eating. There seems to be a lot of focus on eating.
There is. There is. We have to look after you all. Can't have anyone going hungry.
And there's been great seafood on board, but I expected that there might have been some fishing, but does that happen?
We do some fishing, but it's all very tongue-in-cheek and for the sport of it, rather than trying to feed the masses.
So what happens is you sort of catch something, reel it in, then put it, give it a kiss and throw it out again.
Pretty much, yeah.
Terrific, Captain Nathan. Thank you very much for your time.
Not a problem at all.